Welcome to Jessica Miles, the podcast, where each week we'll discuss my experiences as a professional spiritual medium, intuitive healer, and mentor. I'll be sharing what I've learned while developing as a psychic medium and facilitator of ancient healing modalities and much, much more. You were born with this innate ability to communicate and co-create with the unseen realms of the universe. This podcast is for those on a path of self-discovery and spiritual development, seeking grounded and practical tools to feel deeply rooted into spirit. I'm your host, Jessica Miles. Now let's dive into today's episode. Hello, everyone, and welcome back. This is a wrap-up of 2023. I wanted to take this opportunity to reflect on my last year and just hold some gratitude for some of the things that I got to experience, the highs and the lows. I like to always remind my students and my clients that, you know, bridging self-development and spiritual development together at the same time is something that is so impactful. And it's been something that has helped me through my seasons and through my own personal journey of self-discovery and understanding my ability to work with the world of spirit. And 2023 was definitely a year that had plenty of highs and plenty of lows. And I am grateful for all of the experiences, even though there were times where I was like, wow, I am in it for some very hard lessons this year. And it was a year for me to really take a hard look at myself, just some of the things that I was choosing, how I wasn't fully present, maybe in my home life. I had some tension and some struggle in my relationship with my husband. He has always been an amazing mirror for me. He's also been somebody who has been able to definitely tap into my future timelines. And I have 1000% been in modes where I resist some of the things that he's offering me. And this year, I didn't have any choice but to look at those parts of myself that I was neglecting, the areas of my life that I was neglecting. Again, I learned so much from this past year. And when I think about some of the highlights of January, from January of 2023 through December of this year, there were quite a bit, but there was a few that I really wanted to focus on because they were points in my life or in my journey that were really asking me to grow and to face some of my fears and to step into some things that were very uncomfortable for me. And I think that, you know, by looking back at where we've been and how far we've come, you know, sometimes when we're on this journey, we don't really see the biggest picture because we're in it, right? We're facing maybe some of our challenges. We are being asked to push through fears, and maybe we don't know what the end game is going to be. And it really does take this beautiful blend of trust and action, right? And so I love to take my clients through timelines and then also have gratitude for all the experiences. And so that's really what this episode is about. And I just want to thank you guys. I mean, I want to thank you guys so much for supporting my work. You know, me entering this year of 2023, it started with me launching this podcast, this solo podcast. My guides were asking me to step away from my fears and to stand on my own. And I'm a Libra. I love being in partnership. It was a really challenging decision to make, you know, going solo after building such a beautiful foundation with my sister Allie over at the Align podcast. And I can see now why it was so beneficial for me to do so, because I had sort of kind of scratched the surface of healing my throat chakra, but I was really being asked to dive even deeper into those core wounds that I have around being seen. And, you know, at the time, it didn't make any sense because we have a very successful platform over there, which I just talked to Allie about. And we're like, wow, girl is still breathing. Girl is still going. The spirit and the entity of the Align podcast is still very much a popular podcast. And I'm like, holy moly, like what is going on? Because we haven't recorded in a year. And we talk about, oh, maybe we should do some recordings here and there just to sort of, keep up with the following that we have gathered there. And so we're sort of talking about that currently, but there's been so much that has happened in this last year. And I'm really proud of my sister Allie too, because she was able to also launch a solo podcast called Soul Archaeology. And I can see like why we were being asked to like really step into our own work. I mean, her ability to speak and to write, it's beautiful. And so I'm really proud of her as well. But thank you guys so much for supporting the Align podcast and supporting this podcast because, as much as I do this journey to heal myself, I get the messages from all of you and how my work has really supported you through your own experiences and your own expansion. And I mean, I couldn't ask for anything more than that gives me so much joy to hear that from you guys. So thank you so much. We launched the Solo podcast in January of 2023. It was the 31st at 3:33 a.m. I was able to launch that with the help of my dear friend Kristen. She is one of my favorite astrologers that I have been working with very closely for a handful of years. If you have had a session with me, I've likely referred you to her. And she helped me kind of navigate the appropriate time for me to launch this podcast because I was, really in a state of like, okay, I'm pushing through this fear of doing it alone and I'm going to do it anyway. And so I just want to say thank you to her for assisting me in mapping out, the energy for that launch. Another thing I wanted to celebrate is I have had some guests that I love and that I adore and that I know personally. And some of their episodes have been one of the most downloaded episodes from this podcast. And I'm not shocked as to why, but I'm going to link some of those podcast episodes in the show notes. And I want to celebrate them too. I had my dear sister, Haley. She's an Indigenous healer and medium. Incredible work. Her work has taken off this last year. She was a mentee of mine, and it was an honor to have her on this podcast to talk about Indigenous mediumship practices and connecting back with the earth. We talked about spirits of the land. We talked about spirits who, quote unquote, feel stuck or that have not fully transitioned due to trauma. We've talked about so many juicy subjects that are sort of like, depending on your philosophy of thought, it definitely can challenge maybe some of your thinking. And I'm all about that. Sometimes when we're developing, we can sort of regurgitate what we are taught. But what I have learned and also what she has learned is that the more that we lean into our guides and our ancestors is that there's nothing that limits us in this work. The only thing that limits us is really our belief systems and maybe some of the things that we took on as our own beliefs through development. And I can tell you firsthand that there are certain things that I adopted as an early student because I just wanted to make sure that I listened to some of my mentors who, from their perspective was giving me some incredible knowledge. But the truth is it was some of it was very limited. And I was shown a very different perspective from my guides. And so I always like to say, keep a very loose philosophy. Don't hold on to anything too tight because spirit will show you that there are so many possibilities out there. And so thank you, Haley, for coming on to this podcast and being so vulnerable and sharing some of your experiences in your development. I will link that episode below. And then also my friend Travis Day, he is a whiz at human design. Talk about stepping into your purpose. And I also refer a lot of clients to him as well. And so those were the two top episodes of this year. So if you are curious about human design, definitely check out that episode. I will link it down below. And I hope to have Travis on again very soon. I know he's been traveling the world, but I love having conversations with him and I love his approach to human design. It is a no bullshit sort of delivery, no fluff. He's just incredible. He has definitely found his path. As I sink into some of the other, highlights of my year, I entered 2023 heart wide open. Heart wide open. I was on the heels of coming back from Peru. I was navigating some of my own personal health, just so many questions going on in my health and how I was feeling. And what I realized is that I was oversharing and overgiving. I'm very grateful for all of my clients. I'm grateful for my mentees and my students. I'm grateful for all of you that support my work and who come seeking me. But at my own detriment, I would go over and beyond to make sure that I could get people in. And when I'm in my service mode, I am like flying high. And what I noticed is that I kind of adopted some habits that took away from me taking care of myself first. I wanted to create more routines this year that allowed me to take care of my body in a much different way than I ever have. Because I am somebody who works very closely with, you know, the anatomy of the body, I am somebody who is clairsentient. I actually worked with an incredible healer recently who taught me, who pointed out a version of my clairsentience, which is clairtangency, and how I can feel things very deeply and receive very clear messages through that ability to hold things in my hands or to bring them in psychically. In doing so, kind of took away from just my overall health and my well-being. And again, I love my work and I love it so much that I was like seeing clients, you know, all the time. But I had to really reconcile, okay, Jess, this is for the long term. And I just wasn't feeling that great. And so when I entered 2023, physically, what was going on is I'm thriving in my business and with my clients. But on the home front, I was very much like, oh my God, I'm tired. I'm not working. I need a rest. Like just not feeling motivated to move and just feeling sluggish. And I gained weight physically that I have never really had even post-pregnancy. And what my body was saying was that I was consuming so much energy and consuming this need to feel validated. And through that like energetics of consumption or consuming, my inner child wasn't feeling safe. And so I had to do a lot of inner child work this year. And, you know, if you've been following my work, you know that I dive very deeply into shadow work. I think it's a beautiful part of self-development and spiritual development. It's not something I shy away from by any means. Like my inner child wasn't feeling that safe. There was a lot of stuff going on at home. My daughter was navigating moving into high school. I was watching her sort of her insecurities and her emotions were activating some of my unprocessed emotions at that age. And so there was a lot of like the safety component that was coming up through the body. And I was getting this very clear message that I needed to be working very closely with earth medicine and to be as grounded as possible in 2023. And so when I left Peru last year, I said, I want more of this stillness, more of this earth medicine. And I did that this year. I was so blessed to be able to take a week off in April so that I could join my dear friend, my sister, and a group of other light workers in Canada with one of my mentors. Her name is Danielle Sarank, also known as Squamish Medium. And I just nestled in the woods of Canada near Vancouver for the Sacred Spirit Retreat. I can't tell you enough how much I absolutely needed that time. My time there in those mountains, in those woods, in the peace, in the quiet, really showed me what my body was craving and that I could still be of service, but the best thing that I can do for myself is honor those moments of quiet and honor those moments of gentle movement. And the biggest message that I got was that I was not honoring what my body needed, but I was definitely honoring the needs of others. And that if I continued to move at the pace that I was moving, that not only my body would be continued to go out of balance, but my life, my family, my marriage, everything would be off kilter. And I'm reminded of this every year, you guys. I think that that's probably one of my biggest lessons in this life is for me to find harmony in all things and to constantly make sure the scales are balanced. You know, as a Libra, you know, I need that sense of harmony and peace and balance in my life. Otherwise, I get a little like frantic and I get a little edgy and I can get grumpy. And I was definitely seeing how I wasn't allowing certain things to be in harmony with other things. my physicality and my health were way out of balance. And so I worked with Lynn. She does emotion and body code, and she's been somebody that I've been working very closely with for a couple of years. But this year, I was really able to crack through some really big layers as it relates to some family wounding, some physical, emotional stuff that was really, it wasn't ready to fully express in the year prior. I was able to get over that hump working with her. And I also took a deep dive into my own studies into hormonal health and what that looked like. I'm 46 years old, and I, you know, there's times where I just felt so exhausted and so depleted, you know, eating right and doing the right things. And for some reason, it was just, it wasn't working. Like I felt a lot of fatigue. And again, I was gaining weight. What is going on here? You know, they say when you hit 40, everything changes. And I absolutely will agree with that. It certainly does, or it can. But I knew a lot of what was going on. It was deeper than, you know, me being 46 years old. I knew a lot of it had to do with some emotions. And so I was really working to understand the hormonal system, how I could nurture the hormonal system. So that kind of sent me on a journey into my own healing internally. So not just physically, but emotionally, mentally, spiritually. That kicked off in May. Man, what did I learn? God, the body is so intelligent. And if you are a professional healer or Reiki master or psychic or medium, you know that when you're in the energy, you feel so lit up and so expanded. And just, you're almost like vibing so high when you're connected to that spiritual energy. But when I was not plugged into it, I just felt like something was so off. Why am I feeling unhappy when my life reflects happiness? And I wasn't putting the two and two together. Some of the symptoms that happens with perimenopausal or early menopausal, because some of the things that can start to shift and take place, I had a lot of the symptoms. And so I did a huge blood panel. I was able to get some clarity, some real clarity into what was really happening in my body. And I was completely depleted. So my adrenals were essentially fried. Like my testosterone levels were beyond empty. The reserves were like zero. What I did find out though, is that everything else looked great. It was just like that motor and that fire in my body was just so burnt out. And that gave me so much pause, because I know that I did that to myself, you know, by diving into this work full force for the last 6+ years, just diving in and really working my energy, whether it was through development, me doing one-to-one readings, me like just pumping. And so I'm learning a lot about what I need to do to move forward, so that I can maintain my energy without affecting my body in the way that it has been. And in just that short amount of time, I've noticed huge differences in my energy. I'm actually noticing the less that I work, the better that I feel. And so I'm playing with that this year. Like as I move into 2024, I'm really having to, like, I'm going to take this time during Christmas, and I'm going to really sit with, what do I want my schedule to look like moving forward? Because I've been able to play with it for the last quarter, and me doing Pilates with a private Pilates instructor, Mary, if you're listening, I love you. Thank you so much. Me giving myself that time and space to connect with my body has really been helpful in ways that I knew would be great, but I just didn't realize that I was putting that off so much. That's been my journey for the last 3 months, is making sure that I get up, I have quiet time, I go for a walk, or I do Pilates, and I'm connecting and being present in the moment, which I'm normally like listening to something, a podcast or an Audible. And I've even been playing with just being in total silence and just letting my own thoughts sort of dump out of my head and out of my body. And also just changing my, you know, how I'm eating. You know, I was pretty much plant-based mostly plant-based prior to 3 months ago, and I had to shift into like a higher protein diet that has been so beneficial for me at this age. I didn't realize that I was just running on pure glucose, which was not good for the adrenals or the testosterone in my body. So I've definitely made some changes, and I'm starting to see some incredible effects and changes in my body and changes in my mood and changes in my energy. And I want to just keep this going for not only the next year, but for the rest of my life. And so that has been something that has come in very strong, is for me to create these actionable steps and routines that will support my life, not just my season, but my life. And so I am committing to that as I move into 2024. And so again, I'm playing with what my schedule is going to look like. I typically see my mentorships on Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. And what I have been doing over this last quarter is just offering up pop-up dates and urgency sessions. And that has been so supportive of my energy and how I'm feeling. And so I think as I move into 2024, I might keep that same momentum. Again, I'm going to be very intuitive about it. And so we'll just see. We'll just see. I already made a commitment to enter January in a very peaceful vibe. I normally hit the ground running with all these offerings and launches, and just doesn't feel like it's in alignment yet. I just feel like I need to enter January, calm, peaceful, just different than I've ever done it. I'm breaking through the conditioning that the world says we have to have all these goals and we have to push really hard. Like, I don't know. I'm feeling like I need to just keep the same momentum that I have been doing for the last 3 months, and we'll see how it goes. Okay. Some other big things that happened this year was, wow, like just seeing the effects of my children growing and finding their independence, and me having to reconcile that my daughter is going to be like, she's turning into this little adult. That was really, woo, it really hit me hard this summer. And it also hit my husband really hard this summer. As much as we were like, we are prepared for it, it definitely activated some inner child work for both of us. And it definitely activated some energy that we hadn't fully resolved in our relationship. And so, wow, this summer was like, it tested me in a lot of ways. Again, I had to look in the mirror very hard. I was leaning into old patterns that weren't serving myself, that definitely wasn't serving my relationships. And I think like when I leaned in a bit and started working with my own personal inner teenager, that gave me so much like reprieve in my own energy. And then I also noticed a huge shift in my daughter, like a huge shift. And I have this element of control that I have had my whole life, and I've had to like reconcile with that this summer. And again, I've seen some huge strides in my daughter and even in my relationship with my husband. And so, whoo, let me tell you, I'm glad to be moving past that part of, this year, because it was so challenging. There was a lot of growth in it. And I know that many of my clients were also navigating some very challenging points in their relationships. I know a lot of marriages that ended. I know a lot of partnerships that ended. I know a lot of friendships that ended. I know this because of the readings that I was doing all year. It was going to either ask you to dig in and dig deep within yourself, or people were just like, I'm not going to do that, and this is over. And so my heart goes out to all of you that navigated those relationship highs and lows this year. I know it was challenging for me. I can imagine it was challenging for you. I'm hoping for some different energy for next year. Apparently, my sign was getting its butt kicked quite a bit. So some other things that I wanted to celebrate is, man, I can't believe I'm 46 years old. I literally cannot believe I'm 46 years old. I always feel like I'm like 25. Sometimes I feel like I'm 30. Sometimes I feel like I'm 18. And I never really keep like a hold on the number of how old I am. I often forget how old I am. I think I told somebody I was 47 the other day. So I'm not really attached to the number per se. It's more about how I feel. I didn't really get to celebrate that within myself because I was having a really hard time, you know, during October. And I was just like not feeling good in my body. And so I like want to just share that with you guys because I know, like on Instagram or maybe even here, maybe you see me out in the world and everything looks groovy. But there's a lot that has been going on in my personal life. And I've shared some of it on this podcast, and I'm sure I'll share more of it in the future once I integrate it a bit more. But man, it was, yeah, like I didn't feel like I celebrated myself that much this year around my birthday. And again, 46. What a milestone. Holy moly, you guys. I'm at the almost 50 club. Can you believe it? But some other things that happened in October was, you know, I had some, my brother, he got really sick and he was in the hospital and it was really hard for him. And, you know, my mom had to fly back to go see him for a month because he wasn't doing well. And it was kind of like, you know, he had some diagnoses that were pretty scary. I'm happy to say that he has made it through and, no cancer, which is incredible. But there was a period where it was really challenging, and that was in the month of October. And so some of my deepest fears were definitely being asked to look at. Like my guides came through and said, you're going to be working with the energy of grief this year, like this quarter, like as we went into, you know, the fall. And I was like, oh man, you know, I have some family members that were, you know, having some challenging health issues. And so it was pretty like, yeah, it just kind of rocked me a little bit. But again, I'm happy to say that my brother is healthy. I definitely did navigate some grief this year. I did find out that there was two losses that from some incredible people and beings that have been in my life. And so I definitely did navigate some grief. I'm still sort of integrating that now. And even though we're in December, you know, grief is an interesting teacher. You know, that there's, it comes in waves, it comes in highs, it comes in lows. And even though my brother is, was cleared from cancer, he definitely had a wild health journey that happened after that. And I think being in survival mode and now knowing he's okay, like it's starting to hit me now. Some of the things that came up through that process, what I will say, the high point of that experience within our family is the healing that has happened between my mom, my dad, my brother. As many of you know, that has been like a huge wound in my blueprint for most of my life. And I just feel like we definitely cleared a lot of energy as a family. And I'm really excited about that. That was definitely definitely a high. My brother had never really seen my mom and dad interact as friends, and he got to experience that while he was in the hospital. And I think that he needed to see that because obviously that was a huge wound for him as well. And so that even though he was going through that, you know, that very scary time with his health, that was the highlight. And I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for, gosh, the last couple of years and just everything leading up into this point. As it relates to the healing of some of this family matters, it's been a long time coming, you guys. It has been a long time coming, and I'm so, so, so grateful for that. Wow. And so, you know, entering December, I was really fortunate. I had a group of women who reached out to me and said, hey, will you teach your Illuminate Mentorship Series to us in person? And I do everything virtual. I've always been an online gal, but something told me, yes, let's do it. And I'm so glad that I did. I met this incredible group of women who are local to the South Bay, and each of them taught me so much. Oh, I forgot what it felt like to be in community and to be in that experience. I mean, the last time I had done that was in 2019-ish. And that feeling of having community in person where you're just hugging someone and you're just having that connection, there's something to that. And I was definitely craving that. And I wrapped up that series. And, you know, here we are in the month of December, and a handful of the women from that experience had invited me to go to Mount Shasta just a few weeks ago in early December. And talk about closing the year with more earth medicine. Again, it was exactly what I needed. I needed to be there on Mount Shasta, the root chakra of Mother Earth. I have been doing a lot of root work for, well, root work and heart work for a number of years. And I got to see like this sort of cycle that was closing within myself and why I needed to be there. And it was so peaceful. And I had made incredible connections in a deeper way with the women that I had worked with for the 3 months. But I also made new connections with a new friend who I thoroughly enjoyed. And I'm so glad I got to meet her. But it just really solidified this whole year. And it was a nice reminder of the importance of just finding those peaceful moments within and being okay with the quiet. I was reminded of my manifestor energy and how I am not meant to be efforting and overworking and pushing at the degree that I was. And so as I enter the new year, I'm definitely going to do things differently. And again, I just want to thank you guys so much for your support. I want to thank all of the guests that I've had on this podcast. You have been incredible, and I know it's been beneficial. You know, the stories that you've shared, your wisdom that you've shared has been beneficial for me and all of the listeners. I love your messages. I love your shares. I am so grateful for each and every single one of you. And I hope that you have the most incredible, blessed holiday season with the people that you love and that you care about. And I am wishing you the most incredible, incredible 2024. Thank you guys. I love you so much. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I look forward to hearing from you. Please share your comments with me on Instagram at @peoplecallmejess. Your continued support means the world to me. Please subscribe, rate, and review. Plus, share this episode with a friend or loved one that you feel would benefit from today's conversation. Thank you for listening.